Well, the Missouri Department of Conservation is in an unaccustomed place this year. The department, regarded as one of the best in the nation when it comes to overseeing a state's wildlife and forests, is fending off calls in the state capitol for more oversight and accountability. One proposal, since withdrawn, called for the repeal of the 1/8-cent conservation sales tax that's been in place for years. But other bills call for the tax to be cut in half and for voters to approve what's now a permanent tax every 10 years. So what's up? Why are lawmakers messing with what some consider a department that already operates well? We're about to find out. With us now, our Missouri State Representative Craig Redman. He's chair of the Conservation Appropriations Committee. Representative Redman, so nice to have you. Thanks for taking some time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
And here in the studio with us is Tim Ripperger. He's Deputy Director for the Missouri Department of Conservation. Tim, nice to have you. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here, sir.
Well, Representative Redman, let's start with you. Why so many bills targeting the Department of Conservation this year? What's going on?
Well, I really can't speak to anyone's other than my own, and
sure.
I'd be glad to talk to that one. Basically, I've been the chairman of Appropriations over Conservation, Ag, and DNR for the last 3 years now, and I've served on that committee for 5 total. And I don't have a bit of problem with conservation as far as the department and what they get accomplished. They do a great job. The only problem I ever had was with the funding mechanism, the 1/8-cent sales tax. I felt like it was vulnerable. And we'd had conversations with the department after we get to hear their report to us every January, and then we, you know, approve it and put it to the budget process. And every year I would say, guys, I really, you know, I don't like this funding mechanism. I think it needs some review and we need to look at it. And didn't quite feel like maybe it was getting the attention that I thought it should. So this year I filed a bill intentionally saying that we were going to just do away with that 1/8-cent sales tax with no solution to the problem I was going to cause, just to get the attention of the department. And believe it or not, it did. And a lot of media outlets a lot of other things. I pre-filed that bill in December and didn't try to make much fanfare, didn't have a press release, but I knew it would accomplish what
right.
I wanted, which was basically to get the department to start the conversation.
Representative, when you say the 1/8-cent conservation sales tax is vulnerable, what do you mean by that?
I was just going to get to that. What that is, that was a 1/8-cent sales tax, which was earmarked just for conservation.
That's right.
It was voted on in the mid-70s, I believe 75, and is never scheduled to be voted on again. It's an ongoing
tax. It's permanent, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I saw that was if someone who didn't like conservation, which I do, it's hard to believe somebody filing a bill like that, but I do like them, or wanted to make a name for themselves, a young representative that wanted to make a big splash, they could do exactly what I did, only take it all the way. And everybody says, well, that would never happen. Well, I disagree, because what that bill says is basically we're just putting that back to a vote of the people. And that's a great thing for a politician.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear that, because that takes the monkey off our back, and it puts it out there to the public. So we always vote for that. And I'm afraid that in this day and age atmosphere out there of no taxes, everybody hates every tax. We saw what happened with MoDOT's highway tax last year. It lost by 70%,
yeah.
That it might not get approved. And that would be devastating.
Well, let me do this. Hang on a second, Representative. Let's bring Tim Ripperger into our conversation,
sure.
Deputy Director for the Missouri Department of Conservation. I gather the representative got your attention with this proposal. Was he accurate in that?
Obviously, anytime someone looks to eliminate your funding source, you definitely get our attention.
You wake up in a hurry.
Absolutely.
And what's been the consequence of that as far as the department and how it's interacting with lawmakers?
We've worked very well with Representative Redman in the past. As he said, he's been on that committee, been the chair. We have a history and work well together. Traditionally, in the appropriation process, the department in the past has had a one-line appropriation through the legislature. Now, there are legislators that would like to see more than that through the appropriation process, and we're working closely with Representative Redman to try and make that not only transparent, but to see that everyone's getting the information they need.
So what you're saying is that because conservation has its own independent source of funds, it gets no general fund money, so there's not naturally much oversight from the legislature as to how you guys spend that money. Do I hear that correctly, Tim?
You're hearing it correctly. The department does not receive any general revenue whatsoever through state government, and we're dependent on the 1/8 of 1% sales tax. When that was passed in 76, the general revenue that we'd received prior to that was zeroed out, and we don't receive any general revenue. It is appropriated through the legislature, and then the department manages that budget very openly and very transparently.
That's kind of a
opinion.
Perfunctory action by lawmakers then to appropriate that 1/8 cent sales tax money.
And I don't know that I'd go that far, but it is part of their job and part of the process, and we've worked very closely with them to make sure that that's done.
Representative, if I hear you correctly, you're saying that you don't want to take this 1/8 cent sales tax for granted. There's still an oversight responsibility that lawmakers still have to carry out when it comes to the Department of Conservation.
That's correct. We have oversight over us. Every department does. It's just what should happen in the natural flow of things. In government, you know, departments, things can get out of whack if there's not that oversight, and that's part of my responsibility to my constituency is to make sure that their tax dollars are spent and used wisely. So it was just part of me trying to be a responsible legislator.
Representative, you know, Tim Ripperger is saying here that there is transparency, there is oversight, and I'll just point out that the department is overseen by a 4-member conservation commission. Why isn't that enough, in your view, to accomplish the oversight and the accountability that you want to see here?
Well, I'm not saying that it's not. It's just it's different than every other department. I deal also with DNR, Department of Natural Resources and Agriculture, and we have made some changes in the way they present their budget, and I appreciate, and we're working on that to make it more like the other departments so we can see exactly where the money's being spent. This government is a process. It's not a boom and you solve all the problems, and I'm hoping just to get this whole process to where it satisfies what I feel like the proper oversight would be. So that's why we kind of went for the big shot to settle back on, you know, a more of a compromise solution to this whole thing. So, you know, it still goes back to basically trying to protect them from what I saw as could be a devastating thing that could happen, and I think it's very feasible that it could happen. I want to see conservation around forever.
All right. But Tim, let me just cut in again. Representative, how have you made the department more transparent in recent months since the lawmaker here made his stab at taking away the 1/8 cent sales tax?
Yeah, actually, that transparency goes back over years. For instance, you could look at the last 5 or 6 years in audits. We've gone through over 40 audits, both by the state auditor and internal audits has found no fraud or wrongdoing. We publish our expenditure plan in the Missouri Conservationist magazine each year. Goes to over 500,000 households in the state with multiple readership beyond that. And then it's also in the state portal. Our budget is folks can go in, they can look at it, can actually look at it online.
Representative, what about the thoughts of Anita Gorman from the Kansas City area here? She served on the commission, as you know, from 1993 to 2005, very highly respected in our neck of the woods here. She told Brent Frazee from The Star, and these are her words, that we have the most highly respected conservation department in the nation. My feeling is, if it isn't broken, why fix it?
I'm not going to disagree with her about having the most highly decorated or revered conservation. I think it goes back to pointing out what I could see that could happen. It may not be broken now, but there is a huge potential for it to be defunded. You know, we don't want that to happen. So we need to put assurances in there that can happen, or at least satisfy some lawmakers in the future that they won't try to do something like that. So it's really not a it's broken, let's fix it. It's good, let's keep it, is kind of my attitude.
Let's go to some phone calls. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. You can also tweet us at KCUR up to date. And speaking of, it ain't broke, so you don't need to fix it. Let's go to Claire from Savannah, Missouri. Claire, good morning. Okay, let's go to Jim. I'm sorry, I lost Claire. Jim from Lenexa. Good morning.
Good morning. I do live in Lenexa, but I was born and raised in Missouri. And as I explained to your producer, I voted for that tax. And my comment is that over the years, if you paid attention to it, legislatures have basically bankrupted the Missouri funding, and they see that money that's sitting there that the Conservation Department has, and they've tried to get their hands on it before because there is a surplus. And this is what this whole thing is about. It's just a matter of jealousy. They want their hands on it. They can't get it. I have traveled throughout the entire country most of my life. I'm retired now, but believe me, I've been to almost every state park that I could go into, looked at every conservation program, and you will find none better than Missouri. That's my comment.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Representative Craig Redmond, respond to that. Would you please? Do you just want to get your hands on that money or not?
Actually, that's not true, because if you would have read my bill, it just does away with the fund. So it doesn't, nobody gets it. It goes back to the people. So it wasn't a money grab like I've been accused of, because if it would, I would have said that money goes to general revenue. But it basically just, in my bill, which my bill never had the intent of following through with it, basically just to get the attention and get the conversation started.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you want to say about other people's bills. I can't talk to those, but I can talk to mine. And mine definitely was a money grab, because if you look at it, it just says it went away.
I got you. So, well, let's talk about some of those other bills that are flying around this year and find out where they stand now. One measure calls for a constitutional amendment that cuts the conservation sales tax. It doesn't wipe it out, but it cuts it in half, from 1/8 of a cent to 1/16 of a cent. Representative, where does that one stand right now?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of the procedure of where the bills are in the committee process. None of those bills have came through the Appropriations Committee.
Tim, do you have a sense of where it stands?
It's been filed, but I don't know exactly where it's at in the process. So we do monitor those bills, so I suspect it hasn't come out of committee yet.
Representative, do you back that idea of cutting the sales tax in half?
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
Actually, Steve, if it came to a vote, I would even vote if we took it up, as long as we had the oversight in place. It's not a matter of whether we want to cut their funding. I'm not a proponent of that. I'm just a proponent of transparency and protecting the Conservation Department.
If that law were to in fact go into effect, Tim, what does that do to your department?
That would, right now, our conservation sales tax comes in at about $110 million a year. They'd cut it in half, so you're looking at about a $55 million loss. And the way I equate that is, for any of us, whether it's your personal budget or your business budget, if you were simply to eliminate half your income, how could you go on? You'd have to make some pretty draconian measures and take some pretty large steps for that to happen.
Another measure proposes an amendment that would require the conservation sales tax to be approved by voters every 10 years. This one clearly is aimed at oversight. Tim, do you have a sense of where this one stands?
Again, I don't think it has come out of committee at this point in time. I can tell you, when the sales tax was initiated in 1976, I actually carried petitions, gathering signatures to put that constitutional amendment on the ballot at the time. And it was not the intent of the citizens who were involved in that process to limit that sales tax to a 10-year cycle. The intent was for perpetual funding for conservation in Missouri, to allow the Department of Conservation to do some long-range planning and to sustain those resources over time and not have to worry about that funding situation.
Representative Redmond, is that a good idea to review this thing every 10 years and take it before the voters?
Well, I'm of the mindset that everything in government should sunset eventually, because things get out of control if they don't. But there's a lot smarter minds over at the Department of Conservation than me, and I rely on those guys. Like Tim said, we work well together. Maybe a possibility of putting it to a vote with some assurances that, you know, it couldn't go away. I'm not even trying to come up with a solution. I basically wanted to start the conversation and put the ball back over in the department's hands. I don't want to micromanage conservation. I'm not near smart enough to try to do that. But have those guys start thinking of maybe some possibilities or solutions that can protect that funding.
I was going to say, just finally, Representative, that the department appears to be pretty popular. An unscientific poll in the Star last month and another one last year by the University of Missouri showed overwhelming support for it. Are you sort of playing with fire here a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I am.
No question about that.
Dude, I can tell you how popular they are by the emails I got. So I know exactly. But still, you know, they say no good deed goes unpunished.
Yes, sir.
I really was trying to point out to the department that we have a possibility out there that we need to be aware of.
Yeah.
And that was my whole motivation for this whole thing.
Well, let's leave our conversation right there. That's Missouri State Representative Craig Redman. Again, he's chair of the Conservation Appropriations Committee. Tim Ripperger, who is deputy director for the Missouri Department of Conservation. Gentlemen, thank you both for your time. I sure appreciate it.